This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad.
First of all, thank you everyone for coming today. This is an amazing turnout to send our athletes off to World Games in Italy.
Queens County athletes are once again getting ready to represent Canada on the world stage. Snowshoers Rebecca Delaney and Jillian Young of Liverpool will be among 91 athletes from across the country going to the Special Olympics World Winter Games in Turin, Italy from March 8th to 15th. Bridgewater's Nick Scarico will also be competing for a snowshoeing medal, and Chloe Stoddart from Bridgewater will represent Canada in cross-country skiing. Delaney's mother, Susan Inglis, is the snowshoeing coach for Special Olympics Lunenburg Queens. She'll be one of the 24 Team Canada coaches going to Italy. It will be the first World Games for all of them. More than 50 people showed up at an event at Memories Cafe in Liverpool on Saturday to wish them well. Inglis says going to Italy is a significant accomplishment for the athletes and for the coaches.
Well, I mean, it's an amazing opportunity to, you know, to get to represent their country and to get to go to Italy. For some of them, you know, like Jillian, last year when she went to Calgary, it was the first time she'd flown. So this is her first time going out of the country, and you know, they're going to get to meet people from all other countries and perform on a world stage and see how they stack up.
Rebecca Delaney is a multiple medal winner at Special Olympics Canada Games. She'll be running in the 100 and 200 meter snowshoe event, as well as the 4x100 relay. She says she's looking forward to doing her best in Italy.
I'm nervous and excited, and I'm ready to go. I've been training and going to the gym a lot, and it's been nonstop. I think I'll do good, but if I don't win, I will do my best.
Jillian Young has also won medals at national games. When she went to last year's Winter Games in Calgary, it was her first time on a plane. She says she's pumped to be airborne again and to compete in Italy.
Yeah, I'm really proud for getting this far. We're going to make Canada rock. Go, Canada, go! Hopefully win the medal. Kick some butt!
Betty Ann Dory of Liverpool has coached snowshoe and track with Special Olympics Lunenburg Queens for 43 years. She's staying home this year, but she'll be cheering them on. She says the team is in good hands with Inglis as coach. Dory said going to a World Games is a fitting reward for the athletes who have committed to the time and hard work to get there.
They've accepted the fact that if you want to go, if you don't work hard, then you don't go. If you can't do it here, then you can't do it there. And you know, and we're so proud of these guys. Jillian is an example of how great you can become. She's come a long way. I love her.
Ben Hatt was among the friends, family, and other supporters at the event at Memories on Saturday. He grew up with Rebecca and her sister Kate.
I am really excited to see how she does in Italy. I know she's gonna win, and if she doesn't win, what's the motto? Be brave in the attempt. I just think it's really important to show some support for people you love.
Inglis says the team will be going to Toronto for 2 days to meet with some dignitaries and an official send-off, and then they fly to Italy to get ready for the week of competition.
Yeah, it is a pretty big deal. Yeah, from little old Liverpool, I mean, we've got Sarah Mitten, who's a pretty amazing Olympic athlete, and then we've got our Special Olympians who are going to represent Queens County on the world stage, and I hope that everybody tunes in.
Snowshoeing gets underway at the Games on March 11th. For more information, you can follow the Special Olympics Lunenburg Queens Facebook page.
So thank you very, very much for coming out and showing up.
That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.